Contour Ridge looks ancient in the rain. Winter snow can paint her young again. I'm a lucky man, call this home.
Singer, songwriter, storyteller Van Wagner opens up this initial podcast, History Speaks, from the Montour County Historical Society in Danville, Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Terry Diener, a member of the Society Board. Our weekly podcast will share news and events from the Society, including open houses and special events, and each week we'll share stories from Montour County's history. The Society has two museums, the Montgomery House and the adjacent Boyd House at the corner of Route 11 and Mill Street in Danville. Currently, both are open on Sunday afternoons from 2 until 4, other times by appointment. Montour County Historical Society members and young people through 12th grade are admitted free. There is a $5 donation for others, and that gets you into both museums. We begin a speaker series on Wednesday, May the 9th. William Bailey will discuss his book, Pennsylvania Patriot, General William Montgomery. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, May the 9th, in the military room of the Boyd House. The program begins at 7 o'clock, and there is a $5 fee for everyone attending. Mr. Bailey will share the story of the Revolutionary War soldier who built the stone home, which is now the Montgomery House Museum. He built that back in 1792. He had actually constructed a log structure in 1780 after the war, but because of local Indian hostilities at that time, he went back to Chester County, Pennsylvania, until it was safe to return and bring his family to this area where he owned large tracts of land. His son Daniel, born in 1765 in Chester County, was 15 when he came with his father to the area with the rest of the family. His biographical sketch in the Pennsylvania Senate says that when only 25 years of age, under the guidance and assistance of his father, Daniel opened the first store in Danville. Soon he was a trusted merchant and had a wide circle of patrons. He laid out the town, which bears his name, of course, and we'll save his story for another podcast. Let's tell you a little bit more about the Montgomery House. Descendants of the family lived in the stone structure they called home until 1939. Helen Russell was the great-granddaughter of General William Montgomery and the last of seven children of Andrew and Hannah Montgomery. Helen Russell died at the age of 83 in September of 1939. Since the home stood on an extremely valuable piece of real estate, local residents were concerned that it would be demolished for commercial use. The Danville Elks Lodge purchased the property for $7,500 and deeded it over to the Montour County Commissioners, who turned the home over to the newly formed Montour County Historical Society for a historical shrine. In November of 1940, the Historical Society received its charter. The stone home was leased to the Society. In 1995, it was able to purchase the wooden structure attached to the stone portion through a grant from the CETA Council of Governments. The Elks Lodge had been in the building next door, once the home of Daniel Montgomery Boyd. The home was built in the early 1880s by Boyd, the grandson of Daniel Montgomery, and the great-grandson of General William Montgomery. The house was purchased by the Danville Elks in 1923. Over the years, the Elks added a two-story structure, and further renovations took place in 1950 and again in 1960. In 1999, the Elks relocated, leaving the Boyd House empty. The Historical Society was able to purchase the Boyd House, and it is still a work in progress, although the front rooms of the house have been beautifully renovated and officially opened last year. The business and industry section located in the rear portion of the Boyd House is not yet complete, but when it opens, it's going to tell the story of Montour County's contributions to the United States and the world. Curator Diane Zamboni and many volunteers have transformed both the homes. The Boyd House includes one of the finest historical collections in this part of Pennsylvania. During the opening of the Boyd House last year, the personal effects of Civil War soldier Charles Wesley Ekman came to Danville. Ekman, a boatman on the Pennsylvania Canal before the war, enlisted with the Baldy Guards, Company H of the 93rd Pennsylvania Infantry Regiment. He rose to the rank of colonel by war's end. Thanks to the generosity of Robert and Anne Lyon of Muncie, those Ekman artifacts are housed in the military room, and we can't thank Bob and Anne enough. If you've never been to the museums or may have visited the Montgomery House in the past, there is a totally new look. Again, currently open Sunday from 2 until 4. And remember our speaker series, which begins with William Bailey on the life of Pennsylvania patriot General William Montgomery. That's Wednesday, May the 9th. Doors opening at 6:30. That's it for this week. Look for a new History Speaks podcast next week with your host, Terry Diener. And the music of Van Wagner takes us home. And remember this from journalist Eduardo Galeano. History never really says goodbye. History says, see you later.